For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team opens up the playoffs this weekend. They'll host Northern Michigan. We're joined by junior goalie Michael Bitzer out of Moorhead. Congratulations on a great regular season.
Thank you very much.
Going into last weekend series with Mankato, you led the nation in goals against 1.7, tied for first in shutouts with 5, second in wins with 19, 6th in save percentage at 931. You improved a couple of those over the weekend. Which stat are you most impressed with? Which stat do you think is most important for a goalie?
Wins for sure. At the end of the day, that's all that really matters. And you know, you can have good stats, but if you're not winning games, it's not that big of a deal. So you know, I think wins is definitely the big thing for me.
At what point in the year did you and the team realize that a McNaughton Cup was within your grasp?
You know, that was our goal right off the start, and I think you know, once we created that separation early in the season, we realized you know, the possibilities were good if we kept playing the way we did and kept climbing throughout the season. So you know, probably around Thanksgiving, we knew it was possible, so try to keep working for it, and luckily enough we got there.
As the playoffs begin, you're going to face a hot team and a hot goalie, Nate Tolvanen. When you're playing a goalie in another team and in another defense that's as good as you guys are as well, do you focus any more attention on anything? Do you change how you approach a weekend, or do you go about a week as normal?
I just go about the week as normal. If you pay too much attention to what they're doing, you're just not focusing on yourself. So you just got to, you know, drive your own boat and take care of things you can.
How important is home ice?
It's huge, especially with the support we've gotten here lately. And, you know, it seems like the crowds have been getting bigger every game, and we love to see it. And the energy at the rink's awesome. And hopefully, you know, we can get quite a few more games for them, for those fans.
Jerry Fitzgerald has been on a goal-scoring binge as of late. You got to face him in practice every day. How do you fare against him in practice?
Well, I know Jerry likes to shoot high, so I like to stand up most of the time. But I know some days he has his days, and some days I have mine. So, you know, it's a nice little competition we have.
Who cares as long as you keep winning and keep scoring goals, right?
Exactly.
Power play was so good early on. Kind of hit a little swoon there midseason. It's picked back up as of late. As you've been watching the power play work, what makes them so successful?
Oh, we got 5 guys out there on each unit that can shoot and 5 guys that can make plays. So it's not always the same guys scoring or same guys making plays. But, you know, when guys are getting opportunities, they're taking advantage of them. And that's huge, especially in this league where there's so many tight games. And, you know, power play has been the difference many weekends for us, so they've been huge.
It's kind of rare to have 4 goalies on a roster. 2 of them are seniors, played their last regular season games or suited up last week. What's it been like playing with Reed and Jesse, who have been through the wars here too?
It's been awesome. I knew Reed before I came in, so you know, we were already buddies, and then met Jesse when I got here, and you know, they're 2 different guys. Jesse's quite the character, a little goofy and, you know, always lightening the mood. And Reed's he's like the philosopher of us, and he's smart and, you know, great guys, and we love having him around.
Best luck this weekend.
Thank you.